there are reverse mortgage calculators, but then there are reverse mortgage point of sale solutions. Lenderful Solutions helps you get more loans, retain more customers, and even make online applications a reality. To learn more, visit LenderfulSolutions.com. I'm running out of options. My mother-in-law cannot pay her bills. Rising rates hit reverse mortgage payouts, says AARP, and boomers bought up big homes, and they're not budging. These are your top reverse mortgage news stories for the week of April 22nd. You're listening to Heckam World Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast bringing you reverse mortgage news for the mortgage professional. One MarketWatch reader wrote that her 75-year-old mother-in-law can no longer keep up with her bills, much less the payments on their mortgage and HELOC. While her mother-in-law and her husband both receive Social Security and his pension benefits, the wife can barely cover her mortgage and living expenses. The daughter-in-law writes, "I'm running out of options," a statement to which many adult children can empathize. Now, her hands are somewhat tied, as the couple's children will not even consider a reverse mortgage. And the situation, like most, is unique. The mother-in-law inherited farmland, keeping the property and placing it into a trust with her sons as the beneficiaries. Also, her father-in-law signed over his pension payouts to his own daughter to help cover the cost of him being in an assisted living facility. He even quit-claimed the home that his wife lives in to their children. So basically, the adult children are holding most of their parents' assets, and mom is still struggling to meet her basic expenses. The daughter-in-law is currently running out of options. Are the adult children supporting their mom? Who knows? MarketWatch's Quentin Fortrell responds that her mother-in-law and children can't have it both ways. They are in a stalemate where taking no action is the way forward. And he adds, her mother-in-law's home is more than an asset. It gives her a sense of security. A reverse mortgage could help solve the cash crunch that she's experiencing, but she may not want to have the bank own more of her home. I believe he's referring to the loan balance after making mortgage payments for more than 30 years. How could such a quandary be solved? And I think this is something every reverse mortgage originator should note and perhaps even use. Perhaps a piece of paper would help. The columnist writes, it may help to visualize all of her choices on a single sheet of paper, with her assets, the house and land pictured on one side of the page, her income in the middle, and her expenses on the side. I'm a big believer in putting things down on paper where you can see them and add a timeline. It can give much needed perspective, helps avoid obsessive thinking, and provides a reference point. Finally, tell her she doesn't have to make a decision right away. You may see assets be liquidated on that page, but she will see her entire life. That last line should stick with us. Potential reverse mortgage borrowers don't necessarily see their home as an asset, but as part of their life story and identity. Now, what are some of the similar stories you've heard from adult children? Please leave those in the comment section below. One of our very own industry professionals, Bruce Simmons, made it into AARP's recent blog about reverse mortgages and increasing interest rates, saying Bruce Simmons helps prospective applicants understand how reverse mortgages work, and he has the even temper that comes with 20 years of patiently explaining such a complex topic. Simmons has been fielding even more questions than usual lately about the intricacies of these complex financial instruments, writes AARP. And that's because of a new complication, says the Post, rising interest rates. It has caused some anxiety among a lot of people who are new retirees or want to retire, says Simmons. Just as they are for homeowners or would-be homeowners with conventional mortgages, higher interest rates are bad news for those who are considering a reverse mortgage, but not entirely and not necessarily in the ways one may think. Simmons, who is a reverse mortgage specialist at American Liberty Mortgage in Denver, says, if a reverse mortgage can help your situation, it still makes sense for a lot of people. There are so many who can benefit from this today, even with the rates the way they are. Simmons goes on to explain that as interest rates rise, the loan balance increases at a faster pace, so we're going to loan them less money to begin with. Now, just 2 years ago, homeowners may have got a reverse mortgage worth 50% of their home equity. Now they may get only 35%. Interest rates, of course, have skyrocketed from their near zero to where they are today at 5.25% to 5.5% on the Fed's fund rate and their attempt to restrain inflation. By the way, that's a 23-year high. It's safe to say reverse mortgages have a reputation for sometimes being very fee-laden, says Bruce McClary, Senior Vice President at the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, which does provide HECM counseling. Whether a reverse remains a good idea depends on an individual's capacity to borrow, the reasons for borrowing, and what they're going to use the money for, says McClary. The answers will be different depending on the individual's circumstances and goals. In this last story, I have to thank my friend John McHugh from Reverse Market Insight for bringing this to my attention. The New York Times writes, "Boomers bought up the big homes and they're not budging." Boomers bought up many of the big homes across the United States when they were raising their families. Now they're staying put, even though their kids are all grown up. Boomers are on top of a housing market where tight inventory, higher interest rates, and steep prices are making home ownership less affordable for the average family. Many of these older homeowners have paid off their mortgage on properties that have appreciated tremendously, and many are happy with their big home. But others would like to downsize, but are being put off by the same high costs that are restraining other prospective borrowers on the lower rungs of the housing economy. Many are working longer or planning on an active retirement, and they're in no rush to move. About 28% of all U.S. homes with three or more bedrooms are owned by people between the ages of 60 and 78 by themselves or with another adult children, that according to a Redfin analysis of 2022 U.S. Census Bureau data. Millennials living with children just own 14% of those bigger homes. A recent Fannie Mae survey found that most Americans age 60 and older do not intend to ever move. That would be your aging-in-place cohort. Just a decade earlier, says the column, empty nesters in the silent generation, who at this time were about 67 to 84, owned about 16% of the homes that have three or more bedrooms. Meanwhile, the members of Generation X with children, who were 32 to 47 at that time, again 10 years ago, owned 19% of those larger homes. Boomers own half of all the $32 trillion in home equity in the U.S. today, according to a Redfin analysis of Federal Reserve data. In 4 years, some have predicted that boomers would start selling off their big homes en masse. That hasn't happened, and the boomers hanging onto their properties has helped them accumulate a level of wealth greater than any other living generation. The median price of an existing single-family home has increased more than tenfold since the early 1970s, when the oldest baby boomers were purchasing their first home. It appears we will have to look to other economic forces to free up housing inventory in the meantime. Thank you for listening to this episode of HECM World Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast bringing you reverse mortgage news for mortgage professionals. You can listen and subscribe on Apple Music, Spotify, Podbean, or of course at HECMWorld.com, where you can also subscribe for our latest videos, articles, and lender reports. Be sure to return next week for more reverse mortgage news on the go. Have a great week.